I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Groton Public Schools are planning to lay off 70 staff members and close one school as the district grapples with a multi-million dollar cut from the state. Groton officials say with cuts this deep, it's almost impossible to avoid impacting students. Groton school officials are trying to cut their budget by over $5 million, which is nearly 7%.
Trying to cut $5.2 million out of a budget is basically it's unreasonable.
That's Michael Grenier, Groton's superintendent of schools.
I understand that the state is in real financial straits, but to spring this on towns all in one year, all in one shot, and to do it almost exclusively through education cuts without a phase-in period just seems to be irresponsible.
If the cuts go through, about 35 teachers would lose their job. Class sizes would go up, especially at the high school, Grenier says. The cuts are part of Governor Daniel Malloy's education budget, which was created using a new way to calculate student need. Most towns are expecting less money from the state next year, but Groton is facing the largest cut of all in terms of dollar amount. And some similar districts, like Middletown and Stratford, are getting millions more from the state. Even with these cuts, the town is still preparing to hike taxes by over 15%. Groton officials say there's a tension in town between some who want to keep taxes low and families who want to keep the schools strong. The town's mayor, Bruce Flax, says there are other areas where they could see some savings.
We also have, three police departments in Groton, three public works departments in Groton, and now is a time that we need to look at these things and trying to create efficiency.
Town leaders have been working with state legislators to reduce the state cut to a manageable level. David DeRoche, WNPR News.